In today's Mishnah, we're in the 12th and final Mishnah, the 4th Perek of Masechta Avodah Zarah, and then we'll begin the 5th Perek. Mishnah begins, HaMataher Yeino Shel Nochri. So this, again, refers to the case we mentioned yesterday's Mishnah, where a Nochri wants to produce wine so we can sell it to the Jewish market. So what did he do? He employed a Jew to be in charge of all the proceedings so that it can all be produced, so there's no concern of Yain Nesach. And the Mishnah continues, V'nono v'roshoto, and they leave all the barrels of wine ready to go in the property of the Goy. V'hala, and the Nochri writes, Kotevlo, writes to the Jew who's purchasing all the wine, he kabalti min chamod, I've already received the money from you. Even if it's just a promise of receipt of money, that would be considered mutar. And once again, this is provided, as we learned in yesterday's Mishnah, that it's in a public place, and it's a city that's populated by Jews and non-Jews. Since the money's already considered received, and he'll be scared he'll get caught handling the wine, because again, there are Jews frequenting the streets. So in other words, there's no concern who's going to handle it. As we said in yesterday's Mishnah, an initial point we're going to add is as follows, Aval im yirtze Yisrael lo tzio ve'inu manicho. If the Jew wants to take the wine, and the goy will say, no, you're not touching this, inu manicho, ad shi ten lo tva, until you've played in full, Mishnah says that case will be different now. So this is our qualifying word, in yesterday's Mishnah, because it's zaya maisa be'beit she'an. This case actually occurred in Beit She'an. V'asru chachamim, the chacham says, no, the wine's not asur. Why? Since the goy considers the wine his, until the payment's in full, he's now not going to be concerned to start handling it and touching it. Because there's no concern, there's no fear, then we have to be concerned he did indeed handle it and touch it, therefore the wine will be asur. Let's now learn the first mission in the 5th parak. Mishnah says, Hasocheret ha-poel. So a goy that hired a Jewish worker, lasot imo, to work with him, be'yayin nesach, with this asur wine. That could be simply from pouring it from kli to kli, to start transferring the barrels of Yain Nesach. Yain Nesach referred to as wine that was used for Avodah Zarah purposes. We say Scharo Asur. Then the salary that the Jew would get, that would be completely Asur. Because just as Yain Nesach, one's not allowed to derive any benefit, so too any wages that would derive from Yain Nesach, that's considered as if you're deriving benefit from Nesach, that would also be considered Asur. Scharo, what if he hired him, Nasotimo Banacheret, to do another task? To simply transfer barrels of oil, for example. Afa Pisha Marla, despite the fact he said, how verily, can you take some barrels of wine as well, Nesech Bimakom Makom, as he's working, we say then his salary would be okay. Now, we have to be careful here, because the Gemara explains that the specific situation here is he was paying a sum per barrel transferred. Because in that situation, well, transferring the barrels of oil wouldn't be a problem, but however, he cannot derive any benefit from the barrels or the payment he would have received from the barrels of wine. That's what the Mishnah is referring to here. That's what Schar Mutar is. However, if he gave him a fixed fee saying, I want you to transfer 100 barrels for $100, in that situation, had the Jew refused to carry those, say, 5 barrels of Yain Nesach, it means he wouldn't have received his salary. And therefore, the entire Schar would be considered, in that situation, would be considered forbidden, because the transferring of the wine is the cause for him receiving the Schar. Therefore, the whole Schar is then considered Asur. Mishnah continues, Hasocheret ha-chamor. If a goy hires a donkey from a Jew, we say in that situation, if it's lavia lav yain nesech, if it's for the transport of yain nesech, in that situation it's scharo asur, once again, because a Jew is deriving benefit from yain nesech, this wine that's used for avodah zarah purposes. Aval scharo le-yashev alav, if, however, the goy simply wanted to transport himself, to ride along, then afal pi shehiniach ha-goy legino, despite the fact it's likely, even at the time of hiring, the Jews were aware that he might take on a little small flask of wine with him. So even if he did take that wine with him, we say scharo mutar. Because we don't say that part of the fee for hiring this chamor was for the transport directly of this little flask of Yain Nesach. We simply say the fee was to transport him, and therefore the fee for the hiring of this donkey would be considered permitted. Those are Mishnah today.